Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Scott Northey. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting third. The second baseman, Luis Alcaraz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Fred Rico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Hedlund. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Hedlund. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Angel Bravo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Rath. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Fred Rath. And now, play ball. Scott Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey takes first base on ball four. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Northey. The throw from Hairman and he is safe. Northey steals second. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz hits a line drive into left field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Bravo is chasing the ball. Kirkpatrick rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park two-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Royals. Fred Rico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rico takes first base on ball four. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Northey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hedlund scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rath fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Northey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-1 in the game. Fiore takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 0-for-1 in the game. Alcaraz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fiore moves to third. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Rico settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hedlund fields it and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a fly ball into right field. Rico settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Rico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rico is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rico hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath hits a pop-up towards third. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Northey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0-for-1 in the game. Hedlund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Northey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Northey. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hedlund fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bravo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fiore takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fiore. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Knoop applying the tag. One out. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alcaraz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkpatrick hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Royals. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spence settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry bunts towards the mound. Hedlund juggles the ball. That's an error on Hedlund. Knoop moves to second. Doug Adams pinch hits for Fred Rath. Doug Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knoop scores. Berry moves to second. It's 5-1, Royals. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Hedlund fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berry moves to third. Adams moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-2, Royals. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Royals. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into center field. Northey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Peters now pitching. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Rico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliver. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Oliver steals second. Fred Rico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rico is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rico takes first base on ball 4. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Rico moves to third. It's 6-3, Royals. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northey hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-3, Royals. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alcaraz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez now playing shortstop. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0-for-2 in the game. Bravo takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fiore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Woody Held pinch hits for Gary Peters. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Dan Osinski now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Fred Rico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rico is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Rico hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 10-3, Royals. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Asinski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. Spence strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Scott Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Northey strikes out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Fiore takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alcaraz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bravo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knupp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to third. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Kirkpatrick reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Asinski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Rico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rico is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Rico is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward pinch hits for Dan Asinski. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Jose Ortiz pinch runs for Pete Ward. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Rico settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-4 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.